Thank you. Proverbs 14:12 and probably also 16:23, that there is a way to sacrifice the man at the end of the life of the death. So even if they can get this way, it's impossible. Even if they God says it's your portion of life, not spiritual, that is what any great, even if you drop, even if it's not the case, we can't have it all. And the Bible says if you want to become a Christian, the Bible says that at the end of the first century, such were some of you that they quit their adultery. They quit their own sex work, own sexuality. The Bible says that if you don't want to end up in a place other than the Lord is right, forever and so you're going to have to stop being sexually immoral. Sex relations in that second marriage, the adultery continues, the small abuse continues, continues the sexual relations. That shows, logically, I believe, but regardless,
Now, that's what you need that person to tell you. You need to prove what you're trying to prove by is that desertion.
it is not a call for divorce in the head, not for divorce. The separation of the head is not a sin. It is a sanctification of the head, not for sin. That's all the separation of the head. Nobody can accept this. You all still stay here. And you are still feel safe. In fact, you might be now being pushed out. This argument is a spiritual call for divorce in the head. But if you do it, except for the issue of the head, that's the video. That means if you don't search the ocean, you can push yourself from another direction in the head. You can get soldier to help you for a mission. If they say it's not to you, or if they get separate from you, they can make a fornication. If you make a divorce, they don't come for separation, but you make a divorce thing. For fornication in the head, that would be scriptural. But that's the only cause. And you, for the rest of the century, you believe this, because this is the fact you did. Man, he spends his first speech in sexual intimacy. Next man has nothing to fall on. Let me get this straight. If you believe that it's in a single people, go out to the conscience, and you get to get your advice, and ask such questions that they're very compelling to life, even though they've never been accused before the courts. And all of that's fornication after all. Do you think that's right? When they don't play in your name, let's say that Jesus Christ is for. They don't know that they should be there for a court. And again, they're going to forget fornication. Our Lord is going to have to see it. When they say, well, just say, this is the fault that they started with fornication. They don't get it. They're not there. They're in every place. Is that what you believe? You need to let us know if this is what you believe. I don't really think that is the case. I believe that there is none of this fault. Whatever your society is radical and it's happening to this, that you need to have one text from the church. I don't believe folks that check up their religion every day. No, I don't believe that they're together. It's more than sure at all, whatever they say. How can you get to it if you have one church? And this is you push the people living together all around every day, and you don't have any more to this. Because they're having sexual intimacy, therefore they never see it. According to you, if a man and a woman, a boy and a girl are 13 years old, looking for attention, and if they're really married for life, and I suppose there's countless folks that consider the God of churches being the Church of Christ that have done that, but thank God for those fornications, they still get married. Well, later, the last day they married for the first time, and they thought that was scripture, and they repeat for that fornication, and they're really not married to the couple. They don't know that they got married to their 22, they were married. According to you, you're not the second year to the Christian office. They don't know it because they were married. Maybe they were 13, but they didn't know it. Now, I don't think that's wrong. That's fornication. Do you remember 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 and 3? It says, if you remain untouchable, you're touch is disappearing. And if you give him who is guarded by the principal strength, it's better that found out there. But he says, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have a woman, and let every woman have a husband. What he's saying is, let's go out and play with this son. He says, how can a man who calls the friend of the strength and loves marriage shall marry? But if you cannot avoid fornication, it would be better to marry than to grow hurt, I believe the son says in other words. So that's why I cannot control myself sexually. And it's not any better for me to go ahead and get married than go out here and commit fornication to fulfill my sexual desire outside of it. According to you, that would be impossible. It would be impossible to get fornication without being married, but according to you, you have to put out with the HARO to your parts too. You committed fornication because I can control my sexual desires. That would be very hard to have married to. There would be no way I could commit fornication outside of marriage for that. This verse says to avoid fornication and sexual relations outside of marriage. You get there. Now, what you have, you will be satisfied with sexual desire lawfully, then that is not outside of marriage. That would be fornication. Maybe there are not all 6, 7 through 19 here in Romans. He says, he doesn't know if they were next to him. And he agreed that John is unlawful in the sight of God. Not just his life was awful. I agree with that. He wasn't a Christian as far as I know. But he's not a Christian back in the church. Okay? But Jesus says in marriage, and you read the Bible says he's married to the law. That's what John said. It's not a law. He's not awful. He's a hammer. But you think you're no connection with him. We know John says as we come to Mark 1 verse 4, it requires people to repent of their sins to be baptized. Now, very important to be baptized, we have to repent. You would have worked on 1 4 1 4 1 6 2 and have to get out of unlawful marriage. I would say so. If you get a homosexual relationship with repentance, the man, that they have in their relationship, they tell them they want to be that Catholic on the horse. It's a gospel call. And to forget the total giving that time for the religious year. So, you start practicing the attributes to come to that time for the religious year. So, we think it's the back now, that is the attributes in order to come back to us for the religious year from the church. So, today, the attributes. Today, homosexuals have to give up their unlawful deeds and their unlawful relationships to work with other Christians. With the correct reasoning, you also be able to see that people in adulterous marriage, that is, marriages where they're committing adultery, that are half to quit to become Christians, to be baptized scripturally, to go back to their history, to repent first, and then be baptized. Again, a pretty part of my chart that we're now at the outline. I did that last year when I was saying that it was a deal. To repent, to be a faithful Christian. Yes, you can write that. What is the legalist? Have to quit that in order to repent, to be a faithful Christian. Yes. What is homosexual? Have to quit the practice of homosexuality in order to be a faithful Christian. To repent, to be a faithful Christian. He says, yes, all is correct. You know, God, of course, is not wonderful. The adulterous is to continue on to be an adulterer. You can repent. Somehow, to continue to be an adulterer. Yes, we know that that Christian will watch the voice here. Thank you.